Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2230, first written November 11th, 2018. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Our verse today ends with a simple reminder, and be thankful. We get that reminder a lot around this time of year. Our preachers preach on thankfulness. Articles in the bulletin remind us to be thankful. Paul's words weren't a reminder because of a certain season or a national holiday. I tend to doubt the Romans had a national day of thanks, and if they did, it would be to some pagan god that the Greeks had invented. And be thankful is simply a reminder of what we already know. It's like your mom telling you to be nice when you're going over to a friend's house. Being nice was not a new concept or change in your behavior or character. It was simply a reminder to be who you are, and that is nice. And be thankful is just like that. It's not the start of something new, but simply a reminder of what we are, and that is thankful. And be thankful is a spirit and an attitude that we carry with us. It's easy to see all that's wrong and all that needs fixing these days. Fires, shootings, political turmoil, crazy stock market, gloom and doom, and too much of that, and we forget to be thankful. The thankful heart sees through all the wrong and still finds blessings, hope, and good things. Being thankful is not ignoring problems. However, it's not allowing the problems to set the course of our life, our attitudes, or our moods. I preached a funeral the other day. I found an expression that I really like, and I use it over and over in that funeral. The quote says, "Do not cry because it's over. Be thankful for what you had." The thankful heart has a way of looking back and seeing wonderful blessings, opportunities, and precious memories. Think about all the places you've been to in your life. Some have traveled far away. But for those who haven't, still think about all the things you've seen and all the places you've been. And be thankful. Think about all the people that you've met in your life. Many pass through and we barely remember them. But there are others, teachers, coaches, friends, brethren, and they left something in our hearts and we remember them. They took time. They went out of their way. They opened doors for us to have a chance. And be thankful. Think about those incredible sermons you've heard in your life. Our times have produced some of the finest preachers. They made heaven seem so real. They taught us, reminded us, warned us, and helped us so much. To this day, there are certain parts of those sermons that we still remember. And be thankful. Think about those early days when you went to visit your grandparents. Now, some of us didn't have that blessing, but others did. I can still hear my grandmother humming the song on the radio as she went about doing work in the kitchen. She's been gone for a long, long time, but what fond memories of someone who loved the Lord and loved us. And be thankful. Think about the fun times with your family when they were small. Family trips, fishing, playing in the backyard, sitting around the table on Thanksgiving. Wonderful times. And be thankful. Think about how far you've come spiritually. You wouldn't be reading this Jumpstart if you hadn't had someone love you and the Lord and connected you to. The Lord has used you to help others. You may have taught Bible classes. You may have helped out during VBS. You may have had families over to your home. Who would have thought all the things that you've been doing for the Lord? And here you are. And be thankful. Think about your family that you love so much. Certainly there are things that you would like to get them to do, to see, but you love them. And as they grow and start having their own families, you see this transition taking place. They're moving on their own. You like what you see. And be thankful. Think about you and the Lord. What a journey this has been. For some, it's been up and down and in and out. You may have gone to the far country, the wilderness, and every other place that you didn't belong, but here you are. The Lord has been patient with you. The Lord has forgiven you. The Lord has blessed you. And now, looking back, you see how the Lord has shaped your heart and molded you into the person that you are today. You are much more compassionate today than you used to be. You listen more than you used to. You hold your tongue more and you pray more. You offer to help out. There's something that you never did before. You stick around and talk to all kinds of people. You enjoy that. You find yourself not being angry or not judging as you once did. You change, and it's because of the Lord. And be thankful. And with this list of thankfulness, I would add to you, our readers and our listeners, if no one was reading these jumpstarts, I wouldn't be writing them. But there you are. You let me know that. Something special has happened. The Lord has blessed me to write and put me with a group of brethren that believe in these things, which allowed me to send them out. And you're kind enough to read these. And through this wonderful combination, good is being done. The right time, the right people, the right elements, and the good Lord, and wonderful things always happen. And be thankful. Thank you so much for listening.